morning. Now, what do you do when you go down the pub? Obviously, maybe you chat with friends, you might play darts, quick game of Skittles maybe. Well, they're not the only old pub games played in our part of the world. There is another pub game with ancient roots that has taken Sussex in particular by storm in a whirlwind revival in the last few years. Historically, it was played mostly in the town of Lewes. It's now spread throughout Sussex, and there's also a pub in Kent where you can play. But what is it? It is called Toads, and we sent reporter Abby McLaughlin bar hopping, see what we did there, to see what is going on in Brighton's bars and cafes.
Now, it's not often I get out these days, but when I do, I am getting more and more intrigued by signs and odd-looking furniture popping up in Brighton's pubs and coffee shops. Signs on doors proclaiming Toad's Room or Game of Toads or Toaders This Way. So I've come along to the hole in the wall to find out what this is about once and for all. Not going to lie, I'm hoping for sausages and Yorkshire pudding, but I think I'm about to be sadly mistaken.
Hey. Nice. So the toads are sort of, you get four toads, or they're brass coins, basically. Quite heavy, quite sturdy brass coins.
No, those are frogs, these are toads, and this is Mark Doig.
And as the tabletop is made of lead, which is of a softer metal, if you throw the coins at an angle, the brass will dig into the lead, and in an ideal world, it will land flat, and you'll get a point. I say in an ideal world, it doesn't always play out that way. If you manage to land the coins on top of the lead without hitting the backboard or without hitting or them falling off or anything else, you get 1 point, and if it manages to go in the hole, you get two.
So it turns out that Toads, Game of Toads, or Toad in the Hole, is a game played from behind an occhi using a table with a hole in it. The aim of the game's simple. Get the toad in the hole. The tables are anything but, as table designer Gerald will explain.
In 2019, I made my first table and then quickly made about a dozen or so in the next year or so around town. A lot of pubs. We did play in the league in 2019 before lockdown in the Lewes League. My friend had the free house, which used to be the reservoir, and he asked me to build him a table, and from then it spiralled. So there's now over 30 pubs, bars, cafes in Brighton. I don't make them all. I've made a lot. So yesterday I delivered my 79th table.
Not all tables are created equal. Tell me about this one. It's a tough one.
This one has, it gets a lot of action. So over time the lead warps from being hit with the brass so often, and it just takes on a shape all of its own. They're each unique because when I build my tables, they're all made from upcycled materials. If I can help it, I don't use new materials.
There's more to this than meets the eye. How do you grip them?
You want to hold it in your hand with sort of your index finger wrapped around the bottom of the toad. I think Jim, the landlord at the Hole in the Wall, used to refer to it as like laying your hat on a table. You just want to keep it at an angle, and then hopefully it'll stay in that angle for the duration of its flight. Hit the lid and land flat.
Gerald, tell me a bit about the history of the game, because you guys have been going since just after lockdown with your league, but it dates much, much further back.
Yes, the earliest I can find reference to is from the Incas. It wasn't actually a game. The king of the Incas in Lake Titicaca, he used to throw coins at the toads in the lake. If he got the coin into a toad's mouth, it would come out golden and they would have a good harvest. And then there's references after that in Cusco in Mexico, where it was turned into a game that they would play with a toad on a box. And then the Spanish went over and they adopted the game, called it El Sapo or La Araña, which is the frog. As far as I can tell, the history in this country, we have a thing called pitch penny, and I think this is a variation of pitch penny and La Araña all put together into our own sort of version of the same game.
Ooh,
I mean, that's, yeah, bang on, a Lewes four.
Yeah, you get four cleanly on the top. They call it a Lewes four. It has been going in Lewes a long time. Yeah, and they were the inspiration behind us starting. We did play in the Lewes League one season, and I was the only one who had a car, so I had to drive all the time, which is why I started the Brighton League, because I just couldn't get a bus somewhere. We've also got like a Mid-Sussex League, and there's a West Sussex League down in Bognor and Chichester. They've got a lot of tables now, so the last sort of 3 years. I think this is their third year of doing their little Bognor Singles Championship at the Dog and Duck in Bognor. So yeah, it's gone mad around Sussex.
Oh, so close to the hole! I can see how this is addictive. So when does the sledging start? If people want to get involved and join a league or a team, what's the best way to do it?
We have the website toader.co.uk. That's T-O-A-D-E-R. There's the Mid-Sussex League, and there's the West Sussex League, and obviously the Lewis League. I think they all have Facebook pages, but we've got a Toader Facebook page for the Brighton Hove League. So yeah, just Facebook, or just, you can just Google Toad in the Hole, and a lot of our leagues will come up.
Amazing.
After the recipes, you have to put game at the end of it, because otherwise you just get loads of sausages. And
you heard it here first. Don't just Google Toad in the Hole. Toad in the Hole game. Because yeah, I'm a bit disappointed there's no batter and sausages. I was expecting a feed.
That comes later in the evening.
Yeah. Well, I would say it's riveting, but you've probably heard that before.
Oh, riveting. Oh yeah, I get it.
Yeah, all right, I'll get my coat. No, bye, guys.
Abby McLaughlin there on that game of Toads. There'll be another deep dive into traditional regional pub games later this spring, with a trip to Kent to learn all about Bat and Trap, a game local to the pubs of Kent that's been going since the 1400s.